Hello everyone, welcome to Mosaic House Online Worship. Today is one of the hottest days of the year, and I am wishing, I am praying, I really hope that you are staying cool wherever you may be. All right? You may be worshiping the Lord from all the way from BC, Alberta, where I am, where we are, in Edmonton, or Saskatchewan, Ontario, or some other parts of the world. I know you are here, and I pray that Lord bless you. And that is the theme of the day. Bless. Do you want to be blessed? Do you? I want to be blessed. Do you want to be blessed? You bet. Do you want to be blessed? Who wouldn't want to be blessed? We all want to be blessed. Question. When someone sneezes, why do you say, God bless you, or bless you? Well, there are a few competing explanations. One of them is this. It started during the great plagues centuries ago. When someone would get sick because of the virus, the pandemic of the day back then, they would sneeze, which was the first symptom. And as such, people would say, oh, God bless you. May the Lord bless you and bring healing to you and stay away. Now, we all want to be blessed. As a follower of Christ, I want to be blessed. Some of us who are spiritual seekers, you are investigating Jesus and you are checking out the Bible. Everyone, agnostic, atheist, spiritual seekers, we all want to be blessed. Do you know how many times the word bless or blessing is mentioned in the Bible? About 500 times. The God of the universe, whom I call our Father in heaven, He wants to bless you. He is more than ready to bless you. So, what does the Bible mean when it says, God bless you? Well, here's one place. Aaron, this is Moses' brother, he was the first priest, and he was instructed by the Lord to bless the people of God, okay? And the words, the formula for that benediction, fancy word for good word, words of blessing, went like this. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. And the Lord turn His countenance towards you, and the Lord bless you. Let me just say a couple of things about the application or the meaning, the practical meaning of God blessing you. One, it's God's presence. The Lord be with you. That's a blessing. If God is with you, then you can go through and overcome anything the life may throw at you. It also means God's favor. You see, when God blesses you, He's giving you things that you and I cannot obtain on our own. And that's why we need God's special intervention, His blessing. God bless you. God keep you. And may God turn His face towards you. So He will provide for you. He will never, 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 never leave you. And He will bring about His good and perfect will in your life. That is what it means to be blessed by the God of heavens and earth, the God of the Bible. So I want to start with the big idea. The big idea is about blessing, but before we do that, may I take you to the reading of God's Word? It comes to us from a very well-known passage. It's from the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible, and you will be hearing about a person named Abram. He is renamed later on, he becomes Abraham, but in the 12th chapter where his name is mentioned for the first time, his name is Abram, which means father. Abraham means father of many. And we're talking about the father of our faith, our ancestor, if you will, the model, the protocol of our faith, the Abraham, our father, right? The word blessing is the key word here, And you will hear that being repeated number of times. In fact, I counted 5 occurrences of the word. Remember this. When you are reading the Bible, when you are meditating upon the word of the Lord, and if you find a repetition, pay attention. Because that's the Holy Spirit's way. Holy Spirit, the author of the scripture, the Bible, he is saying, hey, listen, hunker down. This is the key word, and therefore it's the key theme, which is bless or blessing. So Genesis 12, verses 1 through 8, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household, and to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Verse 4. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan. And they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, listen very carefully, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. Let's read these last words together in one voice. There, he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Friends, I believe with all my heart, this is what Jesus wants us to embrace, receive, and grasp, and hold on to. The big idea, the theme and the goal, which is this. You are blessed to be a blessing. Please download the sermon notes and then write these words. You are what? You are blessed. Already, present tense, you are blessed to be a blessing. Now, God's presence will be with you. God's favor will be upon you. God will provide for you. He will give you meaning, and He will allow you to discover joy and power in your life. And you will receive all the blessings in heaven above today, right here, right now, in the hearing of these words from the Holy Spirit. You are what? You are blessed beyond measure, beyond imagination. You are richly, richly blessed. And you are to bless others. You are blessed to be a blessing to others. I have 2 points about the theme and the goal. Okay, number 1. Write these words. You are blessed by the call of God. I'm not talking about somebody out there. I'm not talking about the humanity. I'm talking about you, the person who's listening to these words, the person who's looking at me, the person, you are blessed by what? By the call of God. God is calling you. God is summoning you. God is reaching out to you. That call is the source of blessing. Well, look at verse 1, 12, chapter 12, Genesis, verse 1. God comes to Abram. And God says these words of blessing to Abram. Now, before we get to Genesis 12, I got to take you back. The first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis, 1 through 11. If you don't understand what preceded the chapter 12, the call of God on Abram, you won't fully understand the meaning of it. you won't be fully blessed. So let me tell you, Genesis 1:3-11, God made the heavens and the earth. He created everything, including humanity. But Adam and Eve fell. They sinned. They rebelled against God. And therefore, they were cast out from the Garden of Eden. And things went from bad to worse to the worst. The humanity, people became more corrupt, more evil, more broken. The world did not remain what God had intended it to be. People became corrupt. I am a sinner today because of the corruption, the original sin, as the theologians like to call it. Now, things went bad to worse to the worst because people became so evil, so corrupt, that God sent a judgment, also known as Noah's flood. He destroyed everything because he was grieved in his heart. He was hurt in his heart that he created mankind. So he purged the earth. Now, so things went from bad to worse to the worst, but there was an array of hope. Noah had three sons. One of them is Seth. If you read the first 11 chapters, God says, through the family of Seth, this worshiping of God of the Bible will be preserved because Seth, check this out, Seth called on the name of the Lord. Seth did what? He called on the name of the Lord. In Hebraism, that means he worshiped God. He put his trust in God. He received the blessing of God. He followed, he obeyed God. He called on the name of the Lord. But Seth's descendants did not preserve calling upon the name of the Lord. They did not. So in the 11th chapter, we hear words like, Abram and his brothers and their father, Terah, they worshipped other gods. So let me take you there. Terah is the name of Abram's father. His name, Terah, means moon. And he was worshipping the moon god. He was an idol worshipper, as were Abram and his brothers. And this is confirmed in Joshua chapter 24, verse 2. Let me read it to you. This is what the Lord says, the God of Israel. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. Abram was worshipping the moon god. He was not worshipping the God of the Bible. He was not worshipping. Did you know this? Well, now you do. So, you are blessed by the call of God. Listen, friends. Abram was not worshiping God. That's not why he was blessed. He was not obeying God. No, he wasn't. He was not serving God. Far from it. He was serving other idols. Something that he should not have done. Not only did he fail to preserve calling upon the name of the Lord, he went after other idols of the land. He was blessed. Not because what he did, not because he served and obeyed God. He was blessed because God called him. God simply called Abram. Verse 1, the Lord said to Abram, when did God call Abram? Not when he was doing the good things. He was called when he was doing all the wrong things. Now, in verse 8, you will see on the slide these words. Verse 8, chapter 12. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. For the first time in the Bible, we begin to hear and see Abram doing what? Calling up the name of the Lord, which means worshiping him. He wasn't worshiping God first. He began worshiping God after he was blessed. See, friends, write these words. You are blessed you are blessed. The call of God is the blessing of grace of Jesus Christ. Write that word in your sermon notes. The call of God is the blessing of grace of Jesus Christ. God promised to Abram, you will be a blessing. All nations will be blessed through you. Every person, the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. And I will give this land as a promise to your offspring. Not offsprings, not many seeds, but one seed. And in the book of Galatians, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul interprets that and then explains to you and me that promise, that God's blessing will be through the offspring of Abraham, and that is referring to the person of Jesus Christ. Friends, you are not, listen to me, you are not blessed because you have obeyed God already. God is not blessing you because you are serving God already. To the contrary, when we were just like Abram, when I was worshiping other things in my life, when I was not calling upon the name of the Lord, that's when God called me, and that's when God blessed me, and that's what's happening to you today. Listen, you are not saved. You are not blessed by your performance. You are blessed by the performance of Jesus Christ, the seed, the offspring, because Christ has done the obedience. He has done the worshiping. He has done the serving. He did everything that you and I should have done. And He did not do any of the things that we committed on our part as an act of sin. So He's the perfect person. And He gives that blessing to you and me. That's why we are saved by the call of God, which is the grace of Jesus Christ. Let me just make one more application. For those of you who are spiritually seeking, you want to be blessed, you don't worship Jesus Christ yet, you are still investigating Him, listen, right now, God is calling you. And that act is a sign that He is bestowing His grace upon you. He wants to bless you. Will you receive that blessing? Will you receive that blessing? You simply say, yes, Jesus, I recognize I need your blessing. I recognize I need to call upon the name of the Lord through you, because of you. Following the service, contact me. Let me help you to take the next steps. For those of you who are self-proclaimed Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, I hope that you have the assurance of salvation, because I meet so many Christians who believe, yes, Jesus died for me, but they don't have the assurance of salvation. They're not sure 100% that they will be received by Heavenly Father in heaven when they die. You know why they don't have the assurance? Because of this. They feel, you know, I should serve God more. I should worship God more. I could and I should trust God more. And I could and I should do more for God, but I don't. And I feel like I'm not doing enough. And therefore, even though Jesus died for my sins, I don't have that assurance of salvation. I don't know if I will be in heaven when I die. Listen to the words of the Holy Spirit. You are blessed, not by your performance, but by the performance of Jesus Christ. And therefore, you have the absolute assurance of salvation, that you will be with the Lord. So you are blessed to be a blessing, and you are blessed by the call of God. Respond to that. Work it out. Second point. Write these words. You are being blessed by blessing others. You have been blessed already, right? Past perfect tense. You have been blessed. And now, present tense. You are being blessed more, as if that were possible, by blessing, what? Blessing others. Verse 3. God repeats his blessing to Abram, and it culminates on this: and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you, through you. And as I said, God's blessing is given to you, made available to you by the works of Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus says in John chapter 20. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them, received the Holy Spirit. Jesus was talking to his disciples, his followers, his friends. He's saying, as the Father has sent me to bless you, now that I have blessed you, receive the Holy Spirit, because I'm sending you out. As the Father sent me, so I send you out. Receive the Holy Spirit. And in the book of Acts, in chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus promised, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all of Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Friends, Jesus sent out his disciples as the Father sent him. He sent his followers out to the ends of the earth. And Jesus is sending you and me to the ends of the earth, to Edmonton, to BC, to Ontario, and to Saskatchewan, and to wherever you are in your parts of the world. Now, this is one of discipleship values. Every follower of Christ, every disciple of Christ should embrace this value, because this is from Jesus Christ. We call it sent out. As the Father sent Jesus, he is sending you out. We are being sent out to go with Jesus. To go with Jesus. Wherever he goes, we go. Tim Keller, he's a pastor in New York, one of my mentors. He said in his one of sermons, you know, friends, God, and I'm paraphrasing this, God is like a divine spiritual tornado. He sucks you in the power of his presence. He sucks you in like a tornado, and he blesses you, pressed down, overflowing. He blesses you, and then, just like a tornado, he spits you out. For what purpose? To bless others. You are blessed to be a blessing. We are being blessed as we bless others. So how do you know if you are being more blessed? Answer this question. Are you being sent out? Are you going out following Jesus to go with Jesus? And are you blessing others? If the answer is yes, then you are being blessed even all the more. As a response to the grace of Jesus Christ. I came across a book at the recommendation of one of my staff members, that's Daniel Rittmeister, and the book is authored by Dave Ferguson. And the book is entitled, 5 Everyday Ways to Bless Your Neighbor and Change the World. Very audacious title, I thought. But I read it, and I was so inspired by it. So here's how I'm going to help you bless others. We are being blessed as we bless others. Five ways. Dave Ferguson uses an acronym, and so shall I. So write these words. So the word bless is spelled B-L-E-S-S. So B stands for begin with prayer. L stands for listen. E stands for eat. S stands for serve. And the last letter, the second S, stands for story. So I want to unpack these. And for the rest of the remaining series, because this is the first message of our current message series, we're calling it, guess what? Bless. Bless the Church of Christ in action. We are called to bless others. We are going out with Jesus Christ, and we are going to change his world one person at a time. How? By blessing them. So, allow me to take you there. B stands for what? Begin with prayer. Thank you for listening. begin with prayer. How did Jesus bless us? As he lived, walked on the face of the earth 2,000 years ago, he began with prayer. In the Gospels, Jesus is often, in fact, always praying to the Father. Praying to the Father. And what was he praying? Well, we find out from John chapter 17. Listen, this is Jesus praying to God the Father. My prayer is not for them alone, his disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you and I are, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. What was Jesus doing? He was praying. He began with prayer for you. He was praying for you 2,000 years ago. He was praying for me 2,000 years ago. Father in heaven, I pray for Victor. Father in heaven, I pray for Christina. Father in heaven, I pray for John, for Jane. He is praying for you even now. So begin with prayer. So we should begin with prayer. For whom? People that the Holy Spirit placed on your paths. As simple as that, your friends, family members, neighbors, colleagues. And what's the second letter in the word bless? L. L is listen. 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 Listening was central to Jesus' teachings. Do you know he was asked about 183 questions? And most often, rather than giving them an answer, he comes back with another question. He was listening to the stories of these people. When Nicodemus came at night, he listened to his story. The woman at the well, he listened to her story. Woman, why are you so thirsty? He listened to the blind man when he came. Oh Lord, Son of David, heal me. Jesus listened to their story. So we listen to the stories of our friends and our neighbors. B, begin with prayer. L, listen. E, this is my favorite letter, because E stands for to eat. Eat. Do you know Jesus had a nickname? Oh, you didn't. I had a nickname growing up. Maybe you had a nickname. Maybe you already have one, still have one today. Jesus had a nickname. You know what that was? Friend of sinners. A derogatory nickname. He was called that because he was always eating with prostitutes, with drug addicts. I am using the vernaculars of the day. He was eating with robbers, liars, thieves, and sex addicts. He was eating with sinners. When you eat with someone, guess what happens? You become one. You become together. You become friends. You become good neighbors. You know you are a good friend of mine if I invite you over to taste my smoked brisket. So we eat together. That's how we bless others. B, begin with prayer. L, listen. E, eat together. And S is serve. Serve, serve. Jesus says in Matthew 20, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Christ says, love your neighbor. And one of the best ways to love your neighbor is to serve. To serve. On my street, there are 20 houses on the other side, 20 houses on my side, 40 houses in short strip. It's very condensed. And this past year, new family moved in, actually two. Okay. And whenever they move in, I simply go over there, hey, my name is Victor. Welcome to the neighborhood. Listen, I know what it feels like to move. You don't know where things are, but you need your tools. Hey, just come on over and ask if I have the tools that you're looking for. I love to serve you. It's as simple as that. No strings attached. And they often take me up on that. Say, thank you. I will do that. Okay? So serve. B, begin with prayer. L, listen. E, eat. S, serve. And last S is what? Story. Story. Listen. When in the life of, in the ministry of Jesus Christ, when he had blessed his friends with prayer, listen, eat, serve, only then he began to tell them his story. Like doubting Thomas, Lord Jesus, how do we know the way? Jesus responds, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. See, friends, when you and I love our neighbors, as Jesus wants us to love them through these acronym letters, then we become good friends, good neighbors. Then they will be ready to listen to your story and to the story of Jesus Christ. Dave Ferguson, in the book, talks about a study that was done in Thailand. Two teams were sent, Christian groups. One team was told to convert people to Christianity, convert people to believe in Jesus. The second team was told, nope, don't do that. Just bless people. Bless them. Pray for them, listen to them, eat with them, serve them. Just bless them. And then they did this for 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. And you know what the results were? This just astounded me, as it did Dave. After 2 years, the group that focused on converting people, guess how many conversions they had? One. Guess how many conversions the blessing team had? 48. Almost 50. That's one versus 50. And what's the lesson? Don't try to convert anyone, friends. Let me free you up. It's not your job. Your job is not to convert people. No, no, no. That job belongs to the Holy Spirit, and he's doing just fine. It's his job to convict and to convert. As we learned last Sunday, the Holy Spirit caused Lydia, the lady fashion designer, the Holy Spirit caused Lydia to respond to the message of Paul. Your job, my job, is we get to bless them. We get to bless them. You know what your neighbor wants the most? Not a converting neighbor, just a good friend, a listening friend. If you listen to them, they will say to you, thank you for listening. Let me end with Dave and Michael's story. Let me end with this. So Dave, he began with prayer. He said, Lord, I'm going to pray for Michael. He began praying for Michael for 2 years. Michael and Dave's sons, they were on the same track and field team in high school. So they became acquaintances. They would go to the tournaments together. And that's how they began their friendship. But it began with prayer. And Dave began listening. He listened to Dave's story. One of the first things that Michael told Dave was, hey, listen, I know you're a pastor, but I don't believe in God. I have no need for God. In fact, I am very angry at God, so don't talk to me about God. Dave said, okay. So he listened, and their friendship grew, and they would eat together. They go out for coffee and breakfast, and on one of those tournaments, they're having a breakfast together. So this is after 2 years of praying, right? Michael said, Dave, today is the most depressing day of my life because 20 years ago, my best friend Jay was killed in a car accident that I was driving and I was negligent. And ever since, I had this burden in my life that I had to live two lives, one for me and one for my best friend. And I became an overachiever. I am successful. I have lots of money, lots of fame, and yet I have this burden. That's why I hate God so much. Dave listened. And then Michael was able to listen to the story of Jesus and the story of Dave, how Dave felt God's forgiveness, how Dave found, received, discovered blessing through the person of Jesus.
So Michael put his trust in the Lord Jesus as well. And David got to baptize Michael. And now Michael is living this life of blessing by blessing others. Friends, may this inspire you. You are blessed to be a blessing. I am blessed to be a blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your blessing, your favor upon us. These blessings we cannot obtain on our own. They have to be given, and we receive them, O Lord, in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, send us out as you sent the Lord Jesus. Christ is sending us out. Send us out. We get to bless our friends now. Thank you. May you receive all the glory. And I pray for the friends who are going to respond to your blessing today. Holy Spirit, lead them. In the mighty name of Christ, we pray. Amen.